Okay, we'll start. Me'atazachu Arav, something with like a small group of people, it's even a more important shiur. I want to speak today about the sugi of Simchas Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And it's nice, a good transition for what we were learning the last few weeks about the din of Oinik Shabbos and Kovet Shabbos. And going into Rosh Hashanah, in the next few weeks, we'll learn Beis Hashem, the Yom of Tkiyas, of the Malchus, Zecharias, and Shofars. But as a transition, and also because it's Labor Day weekend, I won't mention it out loud. So it's a good way to put it in a small thing where it has to do with Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. And I, even though this is not, there's no so many nafkaminas la halacha la maise, but it's a good long this year to try and understand the way we look at Rosh Hashanah. So I'm sorry, I don't know why the markers were not uploaded to the website. So I hope everybody has a copy. We'll start with the tour in Simon Tafkuf Pei Beis. The tour brings the halacha, the word noik. What do we daven when we say, when we daven in Tfilos Rosh Hashanah, what do we mention? So says the tour, Vein oimri mititen lonu asher lakenu be'avo moyadim l'simcha, chagim uzmonim l'sosoin, loy b'Rosh Hashanah, v'loy b'Yom Kippurim. You do not say, chag yizmanim l'sosoin, moyadim l'simcha, chag yizmanim l'sosoin. You don't mention the simcha and sosoin, that Rosh Hashanah is a day of simcha, day of sosoin, you don't mention it. And then he goes on, he brings a machlokes regarding that, do you say it or not? And he says, just read a few more lines, and the two yeshivas, the Pashas Nardo and Pomedis, they said it. Why? Why do we do mention the Sosim Simcha? This is very important, we'll get to it later. Shari Kosub Eile Moyade Hashem Bereshin Yonah. In Parashat Zemo, when we talk about the Moyadim, it has an Agdomo. Eile Moyade Hashem. The following are the Moyadim. One of them is Shoshana. Uvisoif in Yonah, when you finish the Parashat, it says, Fayidabe Moishas Moyade Hashem. Fekai Akolim Yonah, speaking about all the Moyadim, which is Pesach, Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Kulu Yitkush Adad, Likroi So Moyad Hashem, Mikroi Kodesh. So therefore he says, he brings the Machlekes of you, do you mention or not? And he says that we should, that he brings the Machlekes, and so we pass, and we do not mention it. We do not mention Moyadim Simcho, Chagi was one of the Sosa. As you can see, the Shulchan Aruch on the left side, Shulchan Aruch brings, that's the Halacha, and then he goes on to say Asiyenu, which is a different subject. You do not mention the concept of Rosh Hashanah as a Simcha in Sosan. Why not? It's a good time that it's part of Moyadi Hashem. Moyadim were times of Simcha. So why is Rosh Hashanah and Kippur not? So we have two, we have the Bach and we have the Goyin. Say a little different than each other, but similar. The Bach, as you see in the middle of the page, so the end, Seif Siman Tavku Pebeis, when he speaks about, the Torah goes on to speak about Asiyenu, he comes to say, why don't we say it? So says the Bach, we'll read it inside. Ava v'titen lonu, the first line, v'titen lonu moyadim l'siv chulchagi uzan l'soso, and yizuyim chagi zikorin l'say. He says, why we don't say it? The loshon zeh mashmoy, shenesinas rosh hashanah yom kippurim, hi l'siv chulchagi l'soso. It sounds, if you say it, the reason we have rosh hashanah yom kippur is for siv chulchagi l'soso. Kishar chagi umeyadim azmanim. It's like a regular chag in moed. Fizeh vaday einu. It's not, that's not the truth. Ela lodun lebrio oilam nitnu, feloshuv betshuva, lachen ein oimi moisa vishumokam. You don't say umeyadim simcha chagi zon asosan. It's not a time of simcha. It's a time of yom din. It's a time of tshuva. It's a time where you get, where you focus on the malchus Hashem. It doesn't mention that. But that is not a time of simcha and sosoin, so you do not mention that in the tefillah. It's the Bach says. The Goyen, the Bureau of Goyen, right below the Shulchan Aruch that we saw, he just, as usually, the Goyen says a very short sentence. He says, "V'gumar sham lamed beis amud beis kemosh omru efshar melech yeshiv." What is he referring to? So that's the Gemara below that, below this Goyen, below the Goyen of the Bach. The Gemara says the following thing. The Gemara says, "Midika amri." Mishas halamino, the first line. Kam mishas alel. Michlal b'Rosh Hashanah leka halel. You don't have halel Rosh Hashanah. My time, why don't we say halel Rosh Hashanah? We have a halel every moyed. Why don't you say halel Rosh Hashanah? So the Malachim spoke to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yibayinu Shalom. Mipriimayin Yisrael oyimim shir lefanecha b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Why we don't see shir in Rosh Hashanah v'Kippur? Omer lehem efshar melech yoyishev akisei din. Melech is sitting on and judging. V'sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim psuchim lefanov. V'Yisrael oyimim shira. How can it be that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing a din right now, a day of mishpat, day of judgment? And you have Sifri Chaim and Sifri Meisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world, and Am Yisrael will say Shira? How can you say Shira when Kadosh Baruch Hu is right now judging him? It's too much, you can't do that. So the God refers to that word. That word doesn't speak about the tefillah. The Gemara refers to Halal. That you don't say Halal because you can't say a Shira, because it's a time of Yom Din. Says the God, and that's the same reason why you don't say Moyadim Nesim Chochagim is one of the similar to the Bach, as a time of Yom Din, time that you have Sifri Chai and Sifri Meisim, you cannot say Muradim L'Simcho, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sosim. So from here, L'Chora, comes a, we understand, Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the Katz of Simchos Yom Tov. You don't have a Din of Simchos Yom Tov. We don't say Muradim L'Simcho, because it's not Simcha. There's no Simcha, there's no Sosim. Why not? It's a day of Yom Din. It's not a Din of Simcha and Sosim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. But if you look down, and here comes the problem. That's the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Tafkut Pei Beis is the second siman of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. You go to Tafkut Tzadik Zayin, which is the last siman of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and there the Shulchan Aruch says, Halacha Aleph, on the right side, in the middle of the right side. Oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim v'ein misani b'Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you eat, you drink, you're happy. You don't do a tainis. V'loy b'shavah shuvah. And then he goes on, I'm loyach l'kol sovah, I'm loyach l'roish, v'ti yirsa shabneim, don't eat too much, you can't do kol roish. But you have a din of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. He says in Farish, you have a din of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And he brings a big, he goes on, Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Beis Yosef, he brings it in Torah. He brings a big machlokes, do you have a mitzvah to eat the Rosh Hashanah? Or not, and some say there's a mitzvah to have a tainis Rosh Hashanah. Adrabah, not only you can't be with Simcha, some hold that you have a tainis Rosh Hashanah. You see, the Shulchan Aruch does a pasuk like that. Shulchan Aruch says that you have to eat and be happy in Rosh Hashanah. But there is a sheet that's the hold otherwise, and I brought here, and I can read it inside, you have the Taz and the Borei Hetiv, that they bring different places in Tanakh that we found that people ate in Rosh Hashanah. So he says, you see from here, it's about then a mitzvah to have a tiny Rosh Hashanah. It's the Chura time of, if it's a mitzvah to eat or not a mitzvah to eat, that you can discuss, but it's about a mitzvah to have a tiny. But Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, the Pasht is, Oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim v'heim v'sayim Rosh Hashanah. You have to be happy Rosh Hashanah. So the Chura, do you have the time of Simcha Rosh Hashanah? You do not have the time of Simcha Rosh Hashanah. Is it a time of Simcha or not? In Simon Tavku Pei Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, that it's not time of Simcha, that's why we don't say Muradim L'Simcha gives one his sasek. And then the end of Simcha, you say, oh, Yechlim Yishayti Mismeichem. So, Chura, one could go on and say the following answer. Maybe, you could say, what is the Simcha that we're referring to in Chagim, in Muradim Simcha? And what does the Simcha has to do with Simcha's Yom Tov? So, the Maise, as Nugiat, what we spoke the last 2 weeks, we learned that in Shabbos, we have a din of Kovet, we have a din of Oynig Shabbos. What is Oynig Shabbos? Oynig Shabbos is a time you have to do many things for Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos. Oynig Shabbos is not Simcha. First of all, we'll see the Lashon of the Rambam. I don't have it here in the Ma'amar Kremes. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov brings the Halachos of Yom Tov. So he says there's two Halachos. One Halacha is, there's a lashon. Obviously, you can find it now. Oh, k'shem shemitzvah lechabed Shabbos uleongo. The same we have a mitzvah of kovet Shabbos and oinig Shabbos. Kach kol yomim tovim. Every yom tov is like this. Shneimar lekdoish shem mechubot. V'chol yomim tovim neimar b'hem mikra kodesh. So the Rambam says you have kovet Shabbos, oinig Shabbos. The same thing you have in yom tov. Yom Tov is called Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh is Kovet Shabbos and Oinig Shabbos, the same covered Shabbos, Oinig Shabbos you have on Shabbos, you have in Yontif as well, covered Yontif, Oinig Yontif. That's Halacha Tzayin. The next Halacha says, V'chayol Odom Liyos Bahem Sameach V'toiv Lev Hu Ruvono V'ishto B'nei Beisoy V'kol Nilvim Olav She'ne'emar V'samachto B'chagecho. Everything is Simcha on Yontif. It's not the same Halacha. One Halacha is, you have covered Yontif and Oinig Yontif. You have to join Yontif. They have another thing called Simchas Yontif. They're two different halachas. And Ilchas Yontif in the Shulchan Aruch, you also have it. You have two different halachas. One halacha is, V'tzoich lechab, halacha Aleph in Taf Kuf Chof Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'tzoich lechabdoi uleangoi kamoi b'shabes. You have covered in Oinig Yontif. Next halacha, Chayav Odom Yot Sameach V'toiv Lev V'hu B'moyed Hu V'yishtoi U'bonov V'chonil V'melef. The din of Simcha. What's the difference between Simcha and Oinik? So Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do for Simcha? Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara that brings, what's the Simcha that you have in a Yom Tov? So, in the Ketanim, you give them candies. Ketanim, them kolz ve'goizim. And the woman, you have to buy them new clothing and new jewelry. B'gadim tachshetim kefir amoyinoi. And you have, and for yourself, the halacha is that you eat basar v'yayin. That's a special halacha of Simchas Yom Tov that the Gemara refers to. It's halacha l'maisa. When you get to Yom Tov, there's a halacha to make everybody happy. So the kids have to get something special, some candies. The woman has to get something special, some clothing, some jewelry. The other men, they have a special din to eat basar and drink wine. Ad kidekach, that's a halacha. I hope maybe we'll get there before we get to all the Yom Tov. Because the halacha of basar v'yayin in Yom Tov, even if someone does not enjoy so much basar v'yayin, so in Shabbos, you have a din of oinik Shabbos. Oinik means your tainug, your pleasure. If you don't enjoy basar v'yayin, you don't have that din of eating basar v'yayin. But in Yom Tov, you have a din of simcha. You have a din of simchas Yom Tov. The concept of simchas Yom Tov is a din that you have to be happy. There's a way to be happy. The way to be happy is you eat basar and drink wine. What happens if I don't enjoy basar v'yayin? You still have to eat basar and wine. Even though you don't have that din, because the samachta is a mice of simcha, it's a pu'ula. You have to do the mice that is a mice of simcha. What, meat and wine is mice of simcha. You don't have to eat them, if you don't enjoy it, you still, that's the mice of simcha of Yom Tov. Yeah, right, the dairy, exactly. You always want to be marked with eating meat. Right, right. Oh, the goat. Right, very good. I want to get to that. We'll get the some of the Rishonim, when they're discussing the concept of Rishon Yom Kippur, they want to say it's different because it's not a regal. But the Simchas Yom Tov, because of Samach V'Chagecho, we'll see in a second, we learn all the Moyadim from each other, even the ones you don't have a regal. It doesn't say Samach be regal, it says Samach be Chagecho and a Chag. And we learn that anything that's called a Chag or Yomayet is included. Right, that's true. The Yerushalayim Yom Kippur mentioned Pashas Emor, but there it's called a Moed. So Eilu Moed Hashem, that's the Torah we mentioned. Eilu Moed Hashem refers to Yerushalayim Yom Kippur as well. So even though it's only once, you're right, and other places not, it's good enough. We have enough of a mocker to call it a Moed to call the Yom Tov. Oh, very good. That's what I want to get to. Very good, very good. So, okay, so I want to get to that point. So, comes out like this. We have a din simchon, we have a din simchon Yom Tov, a special din. L'chor, we don't have that in Shabbos. First of all, this halacha is not mentioned on Shabbos. It doesn't say in Shabbos you have to buy your wife every Shabbos a jewelry. You know, we would go bankrupt probably if you have to do that. You don't have such a halacha. There's no halacha, kalyos ve'goizim, the candy to give the kid on Shabbos. It doesn't say that. It's a din in Yom Tov. Simcha, it says only in Yom Tov. L'maisa, it's also an afkimina, l'maisa l'aloch. It's brought down, Shulchan Aruch, and whoever learned the framework, Kotan, we started a few days ago. The Gemara brings a concept that you're not allowed to marry in the Moed. Why can't you marry in the Moed? Ain't marrying simcha v'simcha. Ain't marrying simcha v'simcha. Now, the Shulchan Aruch brings, it's a nice discussion in the Rishonim, what happens if someone wants to marry Erev Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov do the suudas in the suin? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's okay. Because the Maaseh, the chasan is happening Erev Yom Tov. But other Rishayim hold that no. And that's what the Magen Avraham argues in the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, La'alocha, you cannot do a chasna erev Yom Tov and have the night of Yom Tov of the Simcha, because it's the first seudah, it's the first meal. The first meal of the wedding is like today. Some people do the chuppah before Shkia, and the seudah and the night. It's considered to be part of the wedding, and you cannot do it on Yom Tov. Why? Ein me'arvim simcha b'simcha. You have the simcha of Yom Tov. Doing simcha of Yom Tov, you can't have a simcha of a wedding. That's what says, that's halacha. And Magen Avraham holds like that, like halacha, Shulchan Aruch argues that you could, but you can't have a simcha over there. What about Shabbos? So we know it's the old stories, Amal, that in Yerushalayim they used to have, people are very poor, they used to do chasidus on Friday afternoon. That's what it used to be. I think Yerushalayim Zalman himself got married on a Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon they did chuppah. And then Friday night was a Shabbos, Shabbat Brochus wedding. Probably there was an offer. That was everything. The Friday night seudah was the seudah of the chasna. My said to a farish, the machzeh shekel brings it. The halacha when he speaks about the Magen Avraham, ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha is a din only on a Yom Tov. It's not a din on Shabbos. On Shabbos you don't have simcha. You have the oinig Shabbos. You have to enjoy. You have to have pleasure. But you don't have a ma'aseh simcha. It's not that you're busy being happy. So the ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha is you have to be focused on one simcha. One event. Shabbos is not an event. The day we have a special pleasure, you have a menucha. It's not an event. Yom Tov is an event. Yom Tov is a time we have to focus on the simcha. Ein ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. So you see from here, the concept of Shabbos is no simcha. It's an oinik. Concept of Yom Tov is a din of a simcha. You don't have a simcha. And there's other rise to that Shabbos. Yom Tov Shabbos doesn't have a Yom Tov as it. It's, we'll see in a second when we get back to the raya that was mentioned over here regarding the Avelus, So before going on, one could have taina, maybe when the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to eat Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not midin simchas Yom Tov. It's midin oinig Yom Tov. We have a din oinig Yom Tov, a din simcha Yom Tov. The din of oinig is also you have to eat and drink. The Sifrins brought that, the Goyim, that's brought down also the Ma'ariv Mikraymus. He brings the Sifrin, we'll see, go back 10 seconds to the Goyim, that says you learn Mikraya Kodesh, the word Mikraya Kodesh teaches you, so you have to eat and drink and have a Ksus Nikiyah. So maybe the reason why you have to eat in Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, maybe you do not have a Din Simcha. Simcha is Yom Tov you don't have. Hi, why can't you do a Tainis? The reason why you can't do a Tainis is not because of Simcha's Yom Tov, but because of oinig Yom Tov, because you have to have pleasure. And part of having pleasure is to eat and drink. That's one kind of taina. And if you look at the Goyen, when the Goyen speaks of Ein Yisayim Rosh Hashanah, he has, there's two seifim in the Goyen. I'm looking at this on the seif base. The Ein Yisayim Rosh Hashanah says the Goyen, how do we know that? Shekosu boy mikroi koidish. Mikroi koidish. Famir teres kriyanim, the seifri. You have to eat and drink and have a levush. This is said also on Shabbos. Also, Shabbos is called Mikrei Kodesh. It's also. The Shabbos, my Nechti Kodesh, Mechubel, Yom Kippur, and brings also, the Gemara is being referred to Yom Kippur, has to do with Shabbos. You could have tied on what the Gemara is trying to say, is what is the reason the Shulchan Aruch says you have to eat in Rosh Hashanah? Not Midin Yom Tov. But Midin, the same thing Shabbos says, it's a Mikrei Kodesh, Achila, Shtia, Oynik Shabbos, not Simcha. Not a simcha. Maybe there's no simcha in Rosh Hashanah. So you don't say Moyadim l'simcha l'chag v'zmanim l'sasson because it's not simcha's Yom Tov. But you have an oinig, that's why you can't do a tainis. That's what one could have done. But there's a few riyas against that. First of all, the Bach, which is not brought down over here, when he goes on and says that when the Torah brings the halacha, that you have a din of simcha on, you cannot eat in on the Rosh Hashanah. You can't have a tiny Rosh Hashanah. Says the Bach, what's the reason? Because it says somachta bechagecha. You have a simcha on Yom Tov. Somachta bechagecha. So the Bach holds the fair is the reason why you can't do a tiny Rosh Hashanah is because somachta bechagecha. That's first of all. So you have the Bach. Second is the Gemara that in Moed Katan, yesterday's Daf Yomi. The Gemara brings, the Mishnah says, this is the halacha. What's the halacha? When a person, or a lein, who has an Avelus, if the Avelus comes before a Yom Tov, so the Yom Tov stops the Avelus. If it comes before Shabbos, It does not stop the avilus. So the Mishnah says, Hakrevis mace shloya shoy yom kod der regel, prison buries his mace a few days before the regel. But lo yimin exil shiva. Comes the regel, it stops. The yom tov stops it. Shmoyne botim exil shloya shoy. Mipnei she omru, Shabbos oylo veino v'sekis. Shabbos does not stop the yom tov, the avilus. Regolim of sikiv veino v'ayin. Shabbos stops it, yom tov does not. Why? Why does Shabbos does not stop avilus? And Yom Tov does stop avilus. What's the chiluk? So the Maase, it's a Tosfos. Look in later in the Chof Gimel base, and so says the Muki Yosef. And we'll see in a second. It's a Sheiltes the Baruch Chai Goyen brings the same thing, and we're going to read the Losh of Tosfos. Tosfos says the reason why he can't say it is Mishum Dichtiv Beim Simcha. You have a Simcha on Yom Tov, so therefore you don't have avilus, and the avilus goes away. Shabbos mio loksiv simcha. Shabbos doesn't have simcha. So the reason why avilus is not in Yom Tov is not noigin, it stops Yom Tov. It doesn't stop at Shabbos. Because in Shabbos you don't have it in simcha, and in Yom Tov you do have it in simcha. Right? That's the reason. So that makes a lot of sense. We just learned that. You have Yom Tov in simcha, Shabbos you don't have it in simcha. But now the Mishnah goes on and says, what did we say before? We say that's halacha. We believe loymer Rosh Hashanah the Yom Kippurim keregalim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like a regal. The what? It stops the avilus. Why does it stop the avilus? What does Tosfos say? Why does a regal stop the avilus? Because of simcha. So you see, my favorite Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has a day of simcha. I think a mamash a rhyme freshes. The ma'ase I found today. Mamash Hashem Siyat Yishmael for the Gilyoni Hashas was the Yosef Engel. He brings the Sheiltas, he mentions the Sheiltas, the Sheiltas of Chai Goyen, that brings Meferish this din. The Sheiltas of Chai Goyen is like it's earlier than the Rishonim. And he brings his whole idea that Yom Tov stops the regal, and it says, and the Medrash says, is Shabbos have a din, is Yom Tov have a din, Yom Tov or Rosh Hashanah have a din of Shabbos or not? But the Brisa says of a hani kivan the isbu simcha keregalim domu, and the Sheiltas there's a little problem. The Sheiltas the hemshach loshon that the Gilyon Hashas goes into the chutz beferish in the Sheiltas as well that Rosh Hashanah has a din of simcha. There's a din simcha, and there's other rayas. The Shagas Arya brings a raya. He speaks also about the simcha Yom Tov. He brings a raya. He has a very long raya, which he doesn't. He says that's a very strong raya. There's been another small raya. He discussed if it's a good raya or not. But for the inyanim, I'm just going to bring it as one sentence. How do we know that you could do oichel nefesh on Yom Tov? So according to the way the Shagas Arya wants to say, you learn for Pesach. In Pesach it says asher achasher yaseh lachem lechol nefesh hu levado yaseh lachem. You learn from there you could do oichel nefesh. You learn for Pesach to all the other ma'adim. You learn from each other. Says the Shagas Arya, if there's no din simcha Rosh Hashanah, how can you learn Rosh Hashanah from Pesach? Bishul of Pesach, you have a din oichel nefesh, because you have a din simcha. So the Torah tells you, because you have simcha, you could go in and you could cook. But on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a din simcha, how can you learn Rosh Hashanah from Pesach? That's the Rav Shagas Arya. You see, Rosh Hashanah also has a din simcha. And finally, if Tzvi Pesach Frank brings another raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos brings that the Gemara says, can you do halva? Can a person borrow on Yom Tov? The two tzedonim is, why can't you borrow? Because maybe you're going to write. Yovel lichtoiv, you can't write. Why could you borrow? Because a simchas Yom Tov, you can borrow. Then the Gemara brings a raya from a brisa that says that on Rosh Hashanah, a person can go ahead and divide the meat. So you see, that's the Gemara bringing. Where's Deichel? Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Maybe it's the first day and then the second day. The Gemara goes into that thing. Maybe, I think before Rosh Hashanah, we'll speak about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. But Lamai, so what do you see over there? The Rosh Hashanah also did Simchas Yom Tov. The only reason why you could do a halva on Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. What brings you after Rosh Hashanah? You see, Rosh Hashanah is in Simchas Yom Tov. So from all that, you see the Rosh Hashanah does have it in a Simcha. And when you look at the garden that we quoted, the garden at the end of that place, the end of his base, he brings Lamai to that thing too. Mamash, one line before the end, V'nikra Moyet. And the Goyen and Ois Aleph, he goes on. He speaks about how, where do we see the concept of Simcha of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? He brings the pasuk Nechemia. But the Maisi, you see from all this that there is a din simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Simcha is Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Like the Bach. And the Goyin, I don't know if the Goyin is arguing in there or not. Maybe he argues in that. Maybe the Goyin, I think you could still shtim into the Goyin as well. He doesn't refer to Mikra Kodesh as well as the regular. But you see from all this that you do have a simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So we go back to the problem. Problem is, if you have a simcha Rosh Hashanah, steer in Shulchan Aruch. One place it says, you don't say chagim, muradim l'simcha, chag is manim l'sosom, because it's not a simcha. Mitzad sheni, you say that you have to eat the Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's time of simcha. So is it time of simcha? Not time of simcha. That is the question, what's going on in Rosh Hashanah? So maybe, and I saw afterwards that the Ritzi Pesach alludes to that in the end of his piece on Rosh Hashanah. He has like a small sentence that I think he means to say this idea. Maybe you could say the following. In Rosh Hashanah we find, so again, we see these two things. On one hand you see Rosh Hashanah is time simcha, and on the other hand you see Rosh Hashanah is not time simcha. So how does it go together? Well, just mention to understand this answer, we have another halacha. Halacha is, Yom Tov, you have to be happy. If you have simcha, you have to eat. The Shulchan Aruch brings, what happens if a person, the two Shulchan Aruch discusses, what a person wants to do, does a tainis on Yom Tov. Not supposed to do a tainis on Yom Tov, but a person has a tainis cholam, whatever the reason is, he wants to do a tainis. So the Torah brings in, the Ramah discusses it, that there is a way to do a tainis on Yom Tov and it should be okay. Why? We know the famous Gemara, where it says that is Yom Tev Kulu LaHashem, or Kulu LaHashem, should be for Hashem, for LaHashem, and then we pass in Chetzi LaHashem, Chetzi LaHashem. So Yom Tev has to be half for Hashem, half for you. Says, if a person needs to do a tainis, so the way to get out of it is to make it Kulu LaHashem. You make the entire Yom Tev Hashem, LaHashem, not for you. You don't have any enjoyment in there. And because there's a Manda Omer that holds the Yom Tev could be Kulu LaHashem, so at least you're going like that, man, Dama. Then it's Kula Hashem. There's a discussion. The Ramah brings it. Then maybe according to that, you have to make sure not to waste a 1 minute because you're doing Kula Hashem. So you should be, if you're not davening, you should learn. A person who wants to do a tiny Yom Tov should all, every moment be busy with La Hashem, either learning or davening. The Ramah argues, says no. The fact that he's fasting that makes it Kula Hashem. He doesn't have to learn every moment. If he doesn't learn every moment, it's still Kula Hashem. When the Magen Avraham brings this halacha, the Magen Avraham discusses the Indian of not to do a tainis Rosh Hashanah, he brings the machlokes, does he do tainis or not? And he says, if you do a tainis Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to learn the whole time. Right? The Ramah says that you don't have to learn the whole time. It's kulu LaHashem, it's not a problem. So we can take that and take it a step forward. We have in every Yom Tov, we have Chetzel HaShem and Chetzel HaChem. Half for Hashem, half for you. Chetzel Hashem is what? The davening, the avoido that you do on Yom Tov. What's the Chetzel Hashem? It's the eating, the simcha, the food, the meal, that's what you have. Every Yom Tov, both parts of that Yom Tov is a simcha. It's a simcha when you're sitting and eating, and a simcha when you're davening. That's what we say. We're adding a simcha, chag is like masasim. You have a simcha in both. It's a simcha in both parts of the Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah, you have two parts. You have Chetzel HaShem, Chetzel HaChem. Chetzel HaShem is the davening, is the Tkiyah Shofar, is the Avodah Sayyarin that you do in Shul. And then you go home and do Chetzel HaChem. Maybe you could say, that's the Chilkei Shulchan Aruch says. The davening part, when you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're davening on your life, davening on Malchus HaShem, that's when you have Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim Lefanov, that's when you have the judgment, that's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging each one and putting everyone in the right place. Then, when you're davening, when you're down avoida, there's no simcha. In the Chetzel HaShem part of Rosh Hashanah, there's no simcha. But when you get to the Achila V'Shtiyah, when you're going to the eating and drinking, that's a Chetzel LaChem. There we hold, you can't do a tithe as a mitzvah to eat. That's a din of simcha. The simcha has, there are two parts of Rosh Hashanah. There's a part of davening, doesn't have a simcha. And there's a part of eating and drinking, enjoying. The Chetzel HaChem part, that does have a simcha. And that can answer the Shulchan Aruch. And every place where you see these halachas, where some say you do, some say you don't, it always stems. That when you have the halacha of not to be happy, it's always in davening. You don't have a halil, you don't see more than a simcha, it's a din in davening. And When you get to eating and drinking, that's when you have the mentioning of Simcha. And that could be the chiluk they have in Rosh Hashanah. And there's a Nafkamina L'maisa. Nafkamina L'maisa is, it comes out, based on all that, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah itself does have din of Simcha. Just the davening of Rosh Hashanah doesn't have din of Simcha. So you may lay, there is a din to make everybody happy, have everybody should, the woman should have good, nice clothing or nice jewelry, and the kids should have candies. And there's a chura din will be, the ain't ma'arim Simcha b'Simcha. If someone wants to do a wedding on Yom Tov, it's going to be a problem as well. By the way, we have there's a discussion. A wedding is ain't ma'arim Simcha b'Simcha. What about other Simchas? So the Shulchan Aruch speaks about Pidyon HaBen. Can you do Pidyon HaBen on a Yom Tov? He says yes. It's based on a thesis that holds that any Ma'ariv Simcha of Simcha is only the Simcha of a marriage. But the other Rishonim, Ma'ariv Veil, holds that every Simcha you can do. And once I had, it was by Ramesh Shapira, it was an interesting thing, discussion there. Can you do a Siyum on Yom Tov? Siyum is also a Simcha. Can you do a Siyum on Yom Tov or not? So the Karen Oyer brings a fairy, she can do a Siyum on Yom Tov because it's not. The only thing you can't do is Simcha of Nisuin, brings a Raya. What's the biggest Raya you can do? A Siyum? Simcha's Torah. Simcha's Torah, we finish the Torah. That's his Raya. Tosh Bechtav, Tosh Hapeh, you can argue. That's what he brings. So the question, but if you want to be Machmir, like the Sheet is the old, the Roshani, the old that, Rosh Hashanah, can you do a Siyum or not? So you see from here, there is a concept of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. Ain't married Simcha Simcha. A person cannot get married Erev Rosh Hashanah and have the student Rosh Hashanah Kutim Mogan of Rome. There's a din to be simcha. A din according to that, to eat meat and drink wine. Because that's Iker Simcha Yantiv. And only in Tefillah, that's the only place where the simcha goes away. It's divided. Half of Rosh Hashanah is b'simcha, half of Rosh Hashanah is not b'simcha. And that maybe could be an answer to this entire shtickle. Maisa, the only thing to point out is that Mugen Avraham brings, when he brings this out, when he's speaking about Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, oh, very good. That's a good point. So the Maisa, the Sheiltis, and the Gilin and Shasmat are saying, says that Simcha, if you don't eat and drink, there's no Simcha. So even though Yom Kippur is a Moed, and he's a part of the Simach of Chagecha, but the fact that you're not to eat and drink there, so then Lechoyah, that takes away the Simcha. And then, I knew it wasn't planting into it, but the Maisa, it's a very Gishmak Raya, that there's no Simcha on Yom Kippur. What's the rare there's no Simcha on Yom Kippur? And you could say, because you don't have no eating, no drinking, you don't have Simcha on Yom Kippur. How do we know they have no Simcha on Yom Kippur? How does the Gemara know that there's no Simcha? What is the rare of the Gemara? So the Gemara says the following. When Shlomo HaMelech built Beis HaMikdash, so they had a 7-day Simcha, and it says Mefarish, specifically in the Navi, that the 7 days of the Simcha Sabayis, we're not doing the 7 days of Sukkot. Well, it says you should put it together. Maybe there was a coincidence, it wasn't together. Gemara comes out, it says, Harbor Soyoim, I tell you that 7 days and 7 days. The 7 days preceding Sukkot, that was the days of Simchas Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. And the 7 days of Sukkot is the next 7 days. And why didn't you put it together? In Ma'arim Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara says, 1 second, the 7 days coming before Sukkot includes Yom Kippur. So they did the Simcha on Yom Kippur, they ate Yom Kippur. Gemara says, yes. Oysa Shana, that was the only year they ate Yom Kippur. They had a pasuk to dashen that when you're doing the Simchas Beis HaMikdash, you can eat on Yom Kippur. So you have it. 1 second, any matter of Simcha B'Simcha. We just learned in the Sukkot, they couldn't do the Simchas Beis HaBayis because any matter of Simcha B'Simcha. So what about Yom Kippur? You see, Yom Kippur, there's no power in matter of Simcha B'Simcha. There's no Simcha on Yom Kippur. So maybe because the Torah told you not to eat, the Torah took away the Simcha of Yom Kippur. There's no din Simcha anymore in Yom Kippur. There's only din of Chibadata. Only din of Kavod, of Oynig some way. But there's no din, a certain type of Oynig. There's no din of Simcha. And Yom Kippur, that's where the Chor coming out from all this. The only one thing is that Magen Avraham brings, and the Gemara speaks, the Magen Avraham speaks about Machlekes, can you do a Simcha or not? He says he brings a discussion. Do you bring it or not? And he says he brings the Magid Mishayim, passionate of him. Shelo lechol basar v'lishter yisyayin Rosh Hashanah. Don't eat meat and wine Rosh Hashanah. Who is the Magid Mishayim? Magid Mishayim is the Bais Yosef. Bais Yosef has a sefer on the Torah called Magid Mishayim, which he learned with a malach. It's all the divrei Torah that he learned from a malach. I don't know if there's any other sefer like that. Not the divrei Torah from a malach. The Bais Yosef learned Chavrus with the Malach, and he wrote the divrei Torah that came out of there. So it says there, and then in Parashat Nitzavim, that he told him that your Rosh Hashanah is a time of tinies, you have to be careful, you can't eat, you can't be in Tumas Simcha. So he asked him, we have a pasuk, it says, Matamim, Shtulatakim, it says, what the Goyim brings, you have to have a Yom Tov. He says, you're right, for most of the people, it's a time of Simcha, a time of Yom Tov. But for the Yechidim, meaning for the Choshava, you know, Yechidim, they usually speak about the Choshava Rabbanim, Choshava Chachamim, Tzadikim, they you should be careful not to do a Simcha Yom Tov. So the Shaila is, how do you understand this Magid Mishael? Does it mean that according to that there's no Din Simcha? And that's what I'm going to want to take from there. There's no Din Simcha because if there will be a Din Simcha, so how can you tell Yechidim not to do it? Or you want to say that there is a Din Simcha, but you could make it Kulul Hashem, like we said. So maybe by Yechidim, the din is that of course Hashem more than any Yom Tev, you should elevate the Kulul Hashem. Avad as Din Yom Tev, Chetzesh, 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 if you want to. But if you want, you can elevate it, make it Kulul Hashem. But Be'ikar Din Avad, the Chlala Amen, what comes out from all we learn, is that there is a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tev Rosh Hashanah. If not in davening, at least in the meal, in the Suda, you have a din of Simchas Yom Tev. Be'ikar.